Good morning, and welcome to Simply AI. It's Saturday, April 20th. On today's show, Google DeepMind releases Penzi, a JAX library for building, editing, and visualizing neural networks. How faithful are RAG models? This AI paper from Stanford evaluates the faithfulness of RAG models and the impact of data accuracy on RAG systems and LLMs. Plus, we explore network optimization with AI, including predictive maintenance and traffic management. This AI paper from CMU introduces AgentKit, a machine learning framework for building AI agents using natural language. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply AI. We start off with an exciting development from Google DeepMind, who has recently introduced Penzi, a new JAX library that has the potential to transform the way researchers construct, visualize, and alter neural networks. Here to tell us more about this innovative tool is our Simply AI correspondent. So what exactly is Penzi, and how does it work?
Penzi is a groundbreaking approach to neural network development that prioritizes transparency and functionality. It allows users to view and edit models as legible PyTree data structures, making it easier than ever to understand the inner workings of a model. This is particularly useful after a model has been trained, as it provides insights into how the model operates and allows for modifications that can help achieve desired outcomes.
One of the key goals of Penzi seems to be making AI research more accessible. How does it accomplish this?
Penzi aims to simplify the process of modifying pre-trained neural networks, enabling a wider range of researchers to experiment and innovate on existing AI technologies. This is crucial for advancing the field and discovering new AI applications. Penzi's user-friendly interface breaks down the barriers to AI research, making it easier for everyone to benefit from the technology.
What are some of the specific tools and features that Penzi offers?
Penzi provides a wide range of modular tools that can be used independently or together. The PZ.N module offers a combinatorial approach to neural network libraries, allowing users to access the complete structure of a model's forward pass. The PZTS module improves visualization of models and data structures. The PZ.Select module enables complex modifications to PyTrees, while the PZ.NX module introduces a named access system for easier programming. Penzi also includes PZ.DE for managing side arguments, random numbers, and state variables.
It sounds like Penzi seamlessly integrates with existing tools and workflows. Can you tell us more about that?
Absolutely. Penzi is designed to work smoothly with Google Colab and the JAX ecosystem, fitting well within existing workflows. This integration and compatibility is a major step forward in the accessibility and manipulability of AI models. Researchers can easily incorporate Penzi into their current projects and processes.
Finally, what do you see as the key takeaways and potential impact of Penzi on the field of AI research?
Penzi offers unprecedented transparency and control over neural networks, making them easier to understand and modify. It enhances accessibility, lowering barriers to entry for engaging with advanced AI models and inviting more researchers to explore and innovate. The modular and extensible nature of Penzi's tools provides flexibility in research and development, and the innovative visualization features enhance understanding and interaction with complex data structures. Overall, Penzi has the potential to accelerate progress in AI research and open up new possibilities for the technology.
It certainly sounds like an exciting development. Thanks for breaking it down for us. Speaking of advancements in AI, let's shift our focus to retrieval augmented generation, or RAG, an emerging technology in large language models that aims to enhance accuracy by integrating externally retrieved information with the model's pre-existing knowledge. This is particularly important for addressing the limitations of language models that are confined to their training datasets. Here to discuss this further is our Simply AI correspondent, Celeste. Can you explain the primary challenge in dynamic digital interactions when it comes to RAG systems?
The main challenge lies in effectively integrating a model's internal knowledge with accurate and timely external data. RAG systems must seamlessly incorporate these elements to deliver precise responses while navigating potentially conflicting data without compromising the reliability of the output. Existing work in this area includes the RAG model itself, which enhances generative models with real-time data retrieval, and the Generation Augmented Retrieval Framework that significantly improves factual accuracy in responses. Commercial models like ChatGPT and Gemini also utilize retrieval-augmented approaches to enrich user interactions with current search results.
And now, Stanford researchers have introduced a systematic approach to analyzing how large language models, specifically GPT-4, integrate and prioritize external information retrieved through RAG systems. What sets this method apart from previous efforts?
What distinguishes this Stanford study is its focus on the interplay between a model's pre-trained knowledge and the accuracy of external data. The researchers used variable perturbations to simulate real-world inaccuracies in the retrieved information. This allowed them to assess the model's adaptability, which is crucial in practical applications where data reliability can vary significantly. The methodology involved posing questions to GPT-4 with and without perturbed external documents as context, across various knowledge domains, like drug dosages, sports statistics, and current news events.
And what were the key findings of this study? How did GPT-4 perform when integrating external information of varying accuracy?
The study found that when correct information was provided, GPT-4 corrected its initial errors in 94% of cases, significantly enhancing response accuracy. However, when external documents were perturbed with inaccuracies, the model's reliance on flawed data increased, especially in areas where its internal knowledge was less robust. As the level of perturbation in the external data grew, the model's preference for this information over its own knowledge dropped noticeably, with correct response adherence declining by up to 35%. This demonstrates a clear correlation between data accuracy and the effectiveness of RAG systems.
So in conclusion, what do these findings tell us about the current state and future potential of retrieval-augmented generation in large language models?
This research provides a thorough analysis of RAG systems, specifically exploring the balance between internally stored knowledge and externally retrieved information. While RAG significantly improves response accuracy when provided with correct data, its effectiveness diminishes with inaccurate external information. These insights underline the importance of enhancing RAG system designs to better discriminate and integrate external data, ensuring more reliable and robust model performance across varied real-world applications. As research in this area continues, we can expect to see further advancements in how language navigate the complex interplay between their own knowledge and the ever-expanding sea of external information.
Thank you, Celeste, for this insightful discussion on retrieval-augmented generation and its implications for the future of large language models. It's clear that as these systems continue to evolve, finding the right balance between internal knowledge and external data will be key to unlocking their full potential. Speaking of unlocking potential, let's shift our focus to how AI is transforming network optimization. In today's digital age, the efficiency and reliability of networks, whether they are telecommunications frameworks or urban traffic systems, are pivotal. Artificial intelligence is crucial in enhancing these networks through predictive maintenance and advanced traffic management techniques. Here to discuss how these AI-driven methodologies are transforming the landscape is our correspondent. So what exactly is predictive maintenance, and how does it leverage AI to ensure high uptime and reduce operational costs?
Predictive maintenance refers to predicting when an equipment failure might occur and conducting maintenance to prevent it. There are a few key elements involved. First, sensors and IoT devices gather vast amounts of data from network equipment, including metrics like temperature, vibration levels, and operational hours. Then, AI algorithms analyze this historical data to identify patterns and anomalies that precede equipment failures. Based on these AI predictions, maintenance can be proactively scheduled during off-peak hours to minimize disruption. The benefits are significant. Reduce downtime by predicting failures before they occur, lower costs by avoiding emergency repairs and extending equipment lifespan, and enhance safety through early detection of potential issues.
That's fascinating. Now, how about traffic management? How is AI being used to optimize traffic flow, reduce congestion, and enhance road safety?
AI-driven traffic management systems analyze real-time data from cameras, sensors, and GPS data from vehicles to understand traffic patterns, predict congestion, and suggest optimal traffic distributions. Some key applications include adaptive traffic signals that adjust in real time based on conditions to reduce wait times and emissions, route optimization to provide drivers with the most efficient paths, considering current traffic and incidents, and quick incident detection and response to minimize disruptions from accidents or blockages. By integrating predictive maintenance and AI traffic management, the reliability and effectiveness of public transportation and urban traffic systems can be substantially improved.
It seems like the potential for AI in network optimization is immense. But are there any challenges or hurdles to realizing this vision?
Absolutely. Despite the clear benefits, there are significant challenges to integrating AI in network optimization. Data privacy is a major concern when handling and storing the large volumes of data required. Developing and maintaining the sophisticated AI models demands substantial expertise and resources, and upgrading existing infrastructure to support these AI technologies can be complex and cost prohibitive. However, ongoing advancements in AI algorithms and the potential for greater integration between various network systems, from telecommunications to public utilities, paint a promising picture for the future. More accurate predictions, greater efficiency, and future-proofing are critical infrastructures against an increasingly dynamic world.
Thank you to our correspondent for walking us through the fascinating world of AI-driven network optimization and the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead. Speaking of advancements in AI, a new framework called AgentKit is making it easier for users to construct AI agents using natural language instead of code. This could be a significant advancement in making AI technologies more accessible and intuitive. Here with more details is our Simply AI correspondent. So tell us, how does AgentKit work and what makes it different from traditional approaches to building AI agents?
AgentKit employs a unique graph-based design where each node represents a subtask defined by language prompts. This allows complex agent behaviors to be pieced together intuitively. Traditionally, building AI agents has relied on sophisticated programming techniques that require deep familiarity with specific APIs. This can limit flexibility and stifle innovation. But with AgentKit, the nodes utilize large language models like GPT-4 to interpret and generate responses to natural language prompts. The framework can also dynamically adjust these nodes during execution, allowing the agent to respond in real time to changes in the environment or task demands.
It sounds like this could really open up the possibilities for how AI agents are used. What kind of performance improvements has AgentKit demonstrated so far?
In testing, AgentKit significantly enhanced task efficiency and adaptability compared to existing methods. For example, in the Crafter game simulation, it improved task completion by 80%. And in a webshop scenario, AgentKit achieved a 5% higher performance than state-of-the-art models. These results showcase its effectiveness in managing complex tasks through intuitive setups and its applicability across diverse domains.
As AI continues to advance, making the technology more accessible is going to be key. What are the broader implications of a framework like AgentKit?
AgentKit represents a significant step towards making AI agent development more intuitive and accessible to a wider range of users beyond just specialized programmers. By integrating a graph-based design with large language models, it allows users to dynamically construct and modify AI behaviors using natural language. This could lead to much broader adoption of AI technologies across various industries. The researchers behind AgentKit see a lot of potential for it to be applied in areas like gaming, e-commerce, and beyond.
It will be fascinating to see how frameworks like this evolve and what new applications of AI agents they enable. Thanks for that insightful overview of this important development in AI technology. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply AI. We'll see you back here tomorrow.